Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love. Seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, I want to throw some shade, okay? I have some platforms to put on the chopping block and tell you all about why I would not go for them as a product creator. But before we dive into that, I want to kind of present the bigger premise. I want to talk about whether or not it's actually worthwhile and worth the consideration to use a product platform that is lesser known, that is not as popular, that is not one of the big names. And before I dive into it all, I have to say that I'm all for smaller platforms, okay? I support fresh in businesses. I love to see new offers in the market. I love to try them out. And if they're worthwhile, I also love to give them my time of day and actually use them if it's relevant in my business. I have always been seeking out kind of alternative platforms to use alongside with any of the bigger names. I have always been on the lookout for cheaper platforms because I just don't love the idea of investing hundreds of dollars per month just to sell products online. And in your case, you might also have many different considerations. Maybe you are just in the early days of your creation journey and you don't want to invest a lot. Or you are kind of tired of all the same concept that you see online and you maybe want to try something new. Or maybe you just feel adventurous in terms of choosing your platform. Maybe you just want to throw pasta on the wall and like see what sticks, see what will come your way, and maybe there will be something better than the big names out there. So today, I really want to talk about whether or not it is worthwhile to choose a platform that is not as known in the product space, and what are some things that I would definitely keep in mind if that's the decision you are making. And as promised, I also want to put three specific platforms on the chopping block and tell you the exact reasons why I would honestly just never go for them. Okay, so first of all, let's kind of clarify what it is that I mean when I say lesser known platforms. So let's say currently you are thinking about creating an online course, you need a space where you're going to upload and sell your product. If you currently go on Google and type in course hosting or course platforms, the most likely top platforms that you will see be Kajabi, Teachable, Thinkific, and potentially these days also StandStore. And these are, within the market of digital products, kind of top players, and they have been top players for more or less a decade now. So they are these type of platforms that have been well established, they have proven themselves. Yes, they have changed and shifted over years, but at the same time, whoever gets on either of these platforms, you know what you are getting. Because again, the platform, the business has been around for long enough time to have proven themselves. And then there are tons of platforms that kind of do the same thing, kind of offer the same thing. And in most cases, they are pretty much the same like most of the other platforms. Well, of course, it will depend whether the platform is offering like all-in-one or they're specifically offering space for courses or maybe even other digital products. But at the end of the day, especially these days, most platforms tend to be very similar. However, there is this bracket of platforms that are kind of known. They have made name of themselves, but at the same time, they're not that popular. And for example, today, later in the episode, I'm going to be talking about specifically Podia, System.io, and Kartra. And depending on what circles you are in, and for example, maybe you are in a group where you have gone through a challenge and they have specifically used like a specific platform for setting up a course or something, right? You might have heard about either of these, or maybe you feel like either of these is already like the best bet because just everybody around you is using it. But ultimately, unless you are in the circle where people talk about these platforms, you will not hear them mentioned as much. And they are also well established. They have been around for 4 years. I mean, I don't know when each of them was created, but I would say that I have known about them for most of my online career, for like the past decade. Yes, some of them have come in maybe a bit later down the line when courses really like became a thing around 2020, but ultimately many of them were already made more than a decade ago. So one might argue that they are still well established, they are still kind of known, they are still popular. But again, what I'm saying is just the simple fact that if you currently go online and like ask what platform should I use, they are not as likely to come up in the answers. And besides these platforms, there's also a ton of completely new platforms. And those are actually platforms that have been created in the recent years, right? New businesses, new platforms. And these can also be a gamble in a positive way, and they can be a gamble in a bad way, right? Gamble is a gamble. You never know how it's going to turn out. So these kind of platforms, they are trying to find their space, they are trying to gather their clientele, but maybe they're just not really putting their name out there as much just yet. And I would say that specifically if you have found a platform that is new and it seems promising, I would be very careful with choosing it. And I hate to say it because again, I love to support small businesses. So this is that moment when you might find it worthwhile to actually look into the actual creators of the platform and see their background. Because it might be that if they are already coming from the background of platform builders and they do have a track record, or they have been within business for a while, then it might be a solid offer to consider. But if it is a smaller platform where they have just been created and they're like just trying to find their place under the sun, then it is very likely that this business is just not gonna last, because the pressure in the digital product space is, there's just a lot of it, right? So you can go all in on that gamble. If you love the offer, if you love the platform, and at the end of the day, maybe you just don't care as much what happens with it. Like you just want to give it a go, go for it. But if you're thinking about like long-term thinking, I would be very careful with that. However, I really want to focus on that middle range of platforms. So not the crazy popular ones, but the ones that kind of are mentioned here and there. And you may feel like they are a good idea, but at the same time, you're uncertain why aren't more people using it. And that's exactly what I want to answer here. And I have to be honest, the actual answer to this question is incredibly simple. And practically in every platform, it's going to be the same, and it's the user experience. Most of the platforms, like the three that are going to be on the chopping block, Podia, System.io, and Kartra, and similar platforms, they just don't provide as great user experience as other more popular platforms do. So even though you might be looking at their website and thinking, oh, the offer is great, right? For example, System.io is completely free to start. There are limitations, but ultimately you can do everything you need completely for free, right? So it sounds like a tempting offer. But at the same time, when you're actually in the platform doing what you need to get done to get your products out there, you start to realize that, first of all, the complexity of the backend is confusing. Like the setup of the backend for you as a creator to actually put your products out there, specifically in case of System.io and also Kartra, it is confusing. It is weird. You're uncertain where to put what. It's just not as great as many more popular platforms. And the same translates out also on the other side for the users. The user experience when somebody purchases from you, if you have used these platforms, the user experience can be a bit cranky. It can be a bit weird. It's not as exciting for your customers to enroll in your courses, to enroll in your product, to actually go through that experience. And here's the thing. I don't think that a good user experience equals a complex user experience, right? Simple platforms and simple setups can also provide good user experience. However, specifically, within this range of lesser known platforms, many of the platforms at their core, as a platform themselves, they are not built that great. Like the base that you are working with is already not that great, and that complicates everything else. Even if you are okay with the simplest setup, for example, on Podia, the biggest downside on Podia is just the fact that their landing pages, their sales pages, technically Podia is all in one platform. However, their landing pages, they are so simple, and they're so limiting. And again, simple is not bad, but in this case, the base that you are working with is just not that great. It's not as optimized. It's not like you have one landing page base and it actually already looks great, right? It's not the case. You're working with something that is incredibly simple and it's not that great in the first place. So again, it's not about simplicity and complexity per se, but just to give you an idea that the platform base themselves is just not that great. And actually today I had quite a funny moment. So I opened all of these platforms, right? I opened Podia, System.io, and Kartra, as I knew that I'm going to be focusing them on in this episode as an example. And I wanted to also make sure, like, what is their offer? You know, maybe they have actually improved something a lot. And one of the things, before I go into the funny thing, one of the other things that I wanted to mention is that many of these kind of known but not really that popular platforms, they have smaller teams behind the scenes. And this can be good when the platform is just getting created, right? Because if you join a platform that is like completely new, you might be like one of those voices that they actually listen to. So you as a customer can tell them, you know, I need this or that, and they will actually implement it. However, in this middle range phase where they already have kind of well-established platform, but at the same time, they're not as successful as their competitors, they might have smaller teams. And the truth is that they just don't develop the platform as fast as other platforms. So this means that they might be lacking a lot of important features that other platforms might be adding a lot faster. If there's any troubleshooting or any customer issues, they might be solving them a lot slower than many other platforms, like these more popular platforms, right? So back to the funny thing. So I actually was preparing for this podcast episode. I wanted to check out these websites and I opened Kartra's website, and Kartra has been my nemesis since the early days. I have to say that if we compare all three of these websites that I'm mentioning, so we have Podia, which kind of looks very cute. The premise of Podia is nice, but the fact is that it's just a bit too simple. Like, yes, you don't have to invest much, and yes, you're kind of getting everything, but ultimately, it's just a bit too simple. There are several customization options just missing. Now, System.io is very bro marketing focused. Honestly, I don't know any successful business owner who is actually using System.io. Many start there but don't really make anything out of it. And the only ones that I truly have like heard and seen referencing System.io are these so-called bro marketers, which is really a whole different audience that I intend to speak to. And then when it comes to Kartra, this is kind of the visualization of everything that can be wrong with a platform. And when I just got started, there were not that many platforms back in 2015, right? There were still many, and many of them have been active since then, right? But at the same time, the market definitely is more saturated these days. There were a few people that were using Kartra, but ultimately they have all moved away from it now. And now, my experience just now opening that website was that they themselves have a landing page offer, like offer on their landing page, where they are offering like special price. And it's written there in the banner that it's going to end January 31st. We're in May. It's May out there. Hello, is anybody in the office? Can you like change that banner? And then I was like, okay, that's weird. And there were some other like just design issues with that as well, but whatever. And then I was clicking on the menu and I just couldn't open the menu because something just kept refreshing. And I was like, what the hell is happening? Like, I'm in some kind of matrix mode where I'm like just clicking and and like having this weird experience of, I feel like the platform is gaslighting me in what I want to do. And then at some point I ended up like clicking on the pricing and actually getting to the core of it. But by the time I got there, I was laughing so hard because I was like, this experience proved to me my exact point. The user experience. The user experience of the platform itself, already like the landing page before you even purchase the platform. It's just so bad. Imagine how it is on the other side, like how it is when you are actually trying to launch a product. It's not better. I can tell you it is not better. And if you happen to have chosen either of these platforms and you are happily working with it, I mean, good for you, right? To each its own. And obviously, if you have found that either of these platforms works the best for you, or you just happen to get started with it, it's okay, right? As long as you are happy with what you have. But ultimately, I would definitely say that these are the type of platforms that I would stay away from. And again, it's not even that the platform is bad per se. Like either of these platforms can definitely work for a specific crowd. But ultimately, if we are thinking about creating good user experience, if you want to, first of all, yourself, you want to move forward fast, you want to build things simply, you want to make sure that you don't have to spend like hours trying to figure things out. And of course, it might be a bit different if you have already decided to use a more complex platform, like you're going to go for Kajabi and learn it from zero. That is maybe a bit of a different ballgame. But ultimately, if you want to just set up things quickly, the user experience when you go on platforms like Teachable or Thinkific is gonna be just so much more clean, so much more clear. You will know exactly what you're doing and why you're doing it. And I'm not here to say that specifically Teachable or Thinkific are like the only platforms to go for. I talk a lot about platforms and there are many pros and cons. So there never is like one perfect answer. There are many different pros and cons. I'm just repeatedly mentioning Teachable and Thinkific to give you that idea, to give you some point of comparison, right? So what I see as a good experience and what I see as a not that great one. I don't know how to put it politely. So at the end of the day, is it worthwhile potentially starting with or investing in kind of a smaller platform or not as known platform or this kind of a medium range platform that is not really that big out there just yet? I would say no, because unless this is a short-term quick win kind of a project for you, ultimately this is just your starting point. And later down the line, you will want to improve your user experience. You will want to make it better. You will want to make sure that you have that flexibility to do more if you want to do more, right? Or at least you are getting started with something that is already like a good looking solid start. So I hope that I have inspired you to rethink your platform choices in case you were wondering about using either of the mentioned platforms. That will be from me for this episode, and I hope to see you in the next one.